My name is Christoph Kasun, the new host of ASISU Speaks. Thank you for joining us tonight. Just a little bit about myself. I am an international student from Trinidad and Tobago. I've been in Pocatello, Idaho since the spring of 2014 when I started my degree here at ISU. I graduated in May of 2017 with a bachelor's in political science and international studies. And now I'm pursuing my master's in political science at Idaho State. I've been involved on campus in a number of organizations, from the International Students Association to the Office of Alumni Relations, the Office of Marketing and Communications, and most recently, the Associated Students of Idaho State University. This is my third year in office as an ASISU senator. My first year, I represented the College of Arts and Letters because I was still an undergrad. And then last year and this year, I am representing the graduate school, which I'm now a part of. The Associated Students of Idaho State University really has changed my life, I would say. It's given me an opportunity to really develop skills that I wouldn't have developed just being in my classes, you know. Even learning about politics in classes is so, so different from working politics, and given me a fantastic opportunity to grow. I have been on the show before with our previous host, Michelle Hajazi, and the producers of KISU really felt like we had a good connection, and they asked me to take this opportunity on and try to kind of continue the good work we've been doing with this show. So today in the studio with me, I have Caitlin Jukes, or should I say Senator Jukes. Caitlin and I have been friends for a few years now. We've been on the ASISU Senate last year and again this year. And I think it'd be really interesting for the Pocatello community and the surrounding communities to get a better feel on what we've been doing this year and last year, yeah?
So, definitely.
Senator Jukes, why don't you tell me a little bit about where you're from, your background? Did you grow up around politics at all? Was anybody in your family into politics?
Yeah, so I was raised in Utah and North Carolina, and before I came to school at ISU in Pocatello, I was actually over in Emmett, which is kind of by Boise. I don't really have any political background with my family. I don't know if student council counts, but
that definitely counts.
Awesome, cool. Yeah, so I was in student council all through high school. Really enjoyed getting involved that way, planning lots of big events, doing homecoming stuff, which I'm really excited for this year's homecoming as well. We've got a lot of great things planned, so I'm excited to be involved there.
Oh, yes, very, very exciting. So why did you decide to run for ASISU last year?
So I just love being involved, honestly. I think it's important to have people who are willing to put in the work and make a difference, and that's always been me. I probably don't think that will change no matter where I decide to go or where I end up, whether it's in the workforce or other, I guess, extracurricular activities as I branch out to do new things. I'm always wanting to be involved and help other people.
Nice. Did you know anybody who was in ASISU before? Did they encourage you to run?
Absolutely. So yeah. Last year's president, Jessica Sargent, she actually encouraged me to come in and do it. I love Jessica. She was really
amazing
helpful.
President.
Oh my gosh, she was fabulous. But yeah, she just said, "Hey, you should run for this," and I trusted her opinion and I did it. So I was really grateful that I did, because I got to meet a lot of great people, got to be involved in a lot of wonderful things, and obviously I enjoyed it so much I came back. So.
Yes, exactly. And you just answered my other question. Why did you decide to run again?
Yes.
Because we had so much fun the first time, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have so much more work to do still.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want people to know about ASISU?
Oh, goodness. ASISU is like the hidden gem of Idaho State University.
Completely agree.
Most people don't really realize how much of a hand we have in everything here. All of the student organizations are funded at least partially or up front by ASISU. We have a lot of great activities that are hosted. SAB is probably our biggest one, and we sponsor them. They do some fundraising on their own to kind of increase the amount of programming they're able to do. So they have a lot of huge events, but we get them started, and we have a lot of of influence in how some of the things go that they're able to do. We have great finance committee that is able to help provide the resources for a lot of these clubs, organizations. And then we're a face of Idaho State University. We're really trying to boost Bengal spirit this year. We were starting to get that going last year, and we think this year's a turning point. We've got a new president. We've got a lot of new faculty, staff members, and we have a whole new Senate pretty much. We only have a couple returning. A lot of people graduated last year, but we're really excited to get going so we can show people how amazing ASISU is and how much of a great opportunity it is to be part of it.
I like it. Yeah. I completely agree. I mean, this is what my third time being involved in ASISU, and you never have enough time, right? You never have enough time to make changes, to make friends. Yeah. And I feel like we're so grateful that we keep getting to experience these different generations of ASISU families.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, it's awesome. I really love it.
So kind of a more general question. Mm-hmm. So why do you think student government is important, not just at ISU, but just in general? Why should students be involved in government?
Yeah, I think student government is amazing because it lets people have a voice. It gives each individual college or department the chance to have a spokesperson for the people there, someone that's involved in the program, someone that's involved in the classes with the faculty members of that specific part of the university. Mm-hmm. And it allows them to kind of get down to the level where most of the students are and reach the higher avenues of the university. It lets us be involved and able to see what changes need to be made and get going with making those. I think it's really important to recognize that.
Yes.
And as we've got senators who are reaching out to other students, faculty members, we have the ability to do that in a really amazing way, and I really love that.
Students really are the lifeblood of universities.
Absolutely.
If there were no students enrolled, this place wouldn't even exist, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, we need to have students who are the ones paying the fees that are involved in how those fees are redistributed, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Across campus.
For sure.
Right. Congratulations on being elected our Senate pro tempore. You're doing such an amazing job so far. I'm so incredibly proud of you.
Thanks. I've got big shoes to fill.
How does it feel to be pro temp?
It's fun. I like organizing things, so this is a really good role for me. I'm definitely an organizing type of person, so being able to do that and see the effects of that with my other senator peers, I guess, is a really great thing, and I'm really excited to keep going with that for now and see what happens, get everybody going for the school year. So it's going well so far. We'll hopefully be on that same track for the rest of it.
Absolutely. Do you have any plans to continue politics at all in the future?
I don't know. It depends on where I end up. I'm in elementary education, so I'll end up in the school districts.
Mm-hmm. Maybe on a school board sometime in the future.
I mean, I would love that. I'm hoping to go get my master's eventually for education administration, which as a principal, I'd definitely be able to do some leadership stuff and get involved there. So, I mean, all of this is just prep for a world of possibilities.
Yes.
It sounds cheesy, but I'm really excited to see where I end up. Who knows? I might be.
Yeah. I love it. And hopefully with your time in ASISU, you can develop some of those skills, right? Or keep developing them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's great for that.
So you mentioned your program, which leads me into the other part of this. So tell me a little bit about your program, your department, because that is who you represent.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, college of education is amazing. I wasn't actually going to come to ISU. Initially, I was planning on going to another university, and when I came for a tour that my dad forced me to go on, I met with one of the advisors.
Dad.
I know, good job, Dad. You made me have one of the best experiences of my life. Thanks a lot. but I met with my advisor, who actually ended up creating a position. She's my boss now, and she told me all about the great things that ISU had to offer, how much the College of Education had to offer for me, and I was in it from that point on. I toured the other university and it just wasn't the same. We've got a lot of wonderful, wonderful professors, faculty members, staff members. We actually had one of the bosses that I had that I've got over up at the College of Education. Her name is Verla. She just retired after 33 years of serving ISU.
Wow.
And she's been one of the most wonderful people to work with. I've really enjoyed working with her, so it's going to be a different year without her there, but we've got some new wonderful people coming in. I would just say the biggest thing, aside from the academic excellence that's up there, is that the staff and faculty members, they are so willing to support and strengthen the students so that it's not just about going to school. It's about being a student, being a college student, and getting involved and having the best experience that they can. So I love the College of Education. It's been a wonderful, wonderful thing for me.
I'm so happy to hear you speak so highly of your college, because that's exactly how I feel about mine, you know.
Oh, good.
Particularly my department, the Department of Political Science. Yeah. Such amazing faculty, like... Yeah. I don't even think students here really understand, like, how much access they have.
Oh, my gosh,
the fact that you can just even see your professor, like, at a restaurant and chat with them is such a huge blessing that students in bigger campuses don't even know what it's like, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And there really is something to be said about the mentorship that you can get from these professors. They're not just there to teach you. You know from how your relationship with your professors over there. And I know from mine. There's so much more than just professors. Yeah. They really are.
Yeah, I love it. They're just great people. And I think that's something to be said about ISU as a whole.
Completely.
Mm-hmm. Every department has wonderful professors and faculty, staff. Everybody who works here is just fabulous.
Pretty great people.
Yeah, we've got a great university here.
We do. So besides your program... Mm-hmm. And I guess besides ASISU, how has Idaho State impacted your life? How has the decision to come here changed you?
Yeah, so this has been, my experience here at ISU has been, or I guess in Pocatello as a whole, has been amazing. I've been able to meet a lot of great people. That's my biggest thing. I'm very much a people person.
Yes, clearly.
So clearly, yeah, I'm involved in a lot of things, but... there are people here that I never would have met had I gone to another university. I'm able to live on my own. That was a great thing, gaining that independence. But I'm still close enough to family. I can get to them if I need to. I've just enjoyed being in this area. It's a great place to live. Am I going to be here full time? Probably not, because I'm student teaching in another area. But I always know that if I come back here, I have a home. It's become that for me, and I really love the people here, and the atmosphere of Pocatello is wonderful.
Wonderful. Yeah. I always say, I didn't choose ISU. ISU chose me, you know?
Yep, I feel that.
Definitely. So kind of branching out a little bit off campus, I would say. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the world today. Yeah? So how do you feel about the current political climate of the country?
It's kind of a mess.
Kind of a mess.
To be honest, there's a lot going on. A lot of different voices being, projected out.
Mm-hmm.
I think the hardest thing with politics today is that people are very willing to say things, but they're not very willing to research what's going on.
Agreed.
And I think it's really easy to see an article, share it, not really
think
read
it
into
through.
It that much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my personal opinion on it is... if you're educated about it, share your opinion. I mean, share your opinion either way. This is America. We've got free speech. But
Sharing your opinion from a place of where you're informed is much less damaging.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's the same thing with voting.
Exactly.
You want to be an informed voter. You want to be an informed advocate of what you're saying.
Absolutely.
And I think that's true in every situation.
You
wouldn't go and defend a thesis if you didn't know what you were talking about.
Exactly.
Same thing within the community.
Exactly. Defending a policy, whatever it is in Congress that's going on.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we're in a university, right?
Mm-hmm.
The point of this whole institution is to be educated, to be informed, to gather the information, to gather the facts, right?
Yep,
Because we know that from history, the less information we have, the more misguided our actions will be.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So... what do you think are some of the biggest concerns facing the country or the world or humanity?
That's tricky. I think I'm going to actually stick with my uneducated thing, because people will talk and they'll argue night and day as loud as they can. And some people don't. That's just kind of a personal thing for them. But one of the biggest things is we're forgetting where we came from. We have a huge history, and the United States is a young country. We only have a couple hundred years. But if we look back and see the mistakes that people have made and the good things that people have done, we're not really, I don't know, it gives us a better view on how we can move forward.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people are forgetting that.
Definitely. It's kind of this loss of institutional memory.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right.
That's exactly what it is.
I think there are a lot of influences on the world, on global communities, but a lot of the struggle that I see personally, just for what I look for, I guess probably, is from people not knowing, and not wanting to research, and just saying, oh, I can find just a little piece of information and run mm-hmm. with that. I think it's better to look at everything.
Definitely. And, you know, especially in today's world, it's 2018, we have so much access to information.
Absolutely.
Every single town has a library. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a smartphone and Wi-Fi and yep. data. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to just go up and search anything. And
yeah.
now we have so many different sources that are being able to provide information. You know, when you mm-hmm. think about the information our parents would have been receiving, there was such a monopoly on information back then.
Right.
Only a few people and a few sources were doing mm-hmm. the work. But now everybody has a hand in
yeah.
it. So it's kind of really cool that we can now kind of sort through all these different perspectives mm-hmm. and facts and construct yeah. what makes sense to us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Our information access has exploded, and
exploded.
I think it's awesome.
It's such a gift. But, and
yeah.
especially our generation should be treasuring that.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. So my last question would be, mm-hmm. what advice would you have to someone who, a young person who wanted mm-hmm. to get involved in some type of leadership? What would you tell them?
Go for it, 100%. No matter what your personality type is, if you're shy, just try it. You don't have to be at the forefront of everything. We need support regardless of what the role is. If you're outgoing, go for it. Pair up with somebody who might be a little bit more shy. There are a lot of great opportunities, and everyone has something to offer. Everybody does, even if you don't think you do. Just try it once, and you may be surprised. You may love it. You may not super enjoy it, but at least you got the experience. I think a lot of life is about trying new things, and you would be very remiss if you didn't go and branch out at least once to see what it's like.
So. I love that. You know, even if trying something new makes you uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
discomfort is what drives evolution, right?
Exactly.
It's how we grow. If you were comfortable all the time, we would never change.
Yep. There's no comfort in the growth zone.
Exactly. You just have to commit.
Yeah.
This was
love
so
it.
Great.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Christoph.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here with me.
Yeah,
I'm looking
absolutely.
Forward to having you back on in the future.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And good luck on this year.
Yeah, thanks. You as well. I'm really excited. We've got a great new host for ASISU Speaks.
Thank you.
And I'm definitely going to tune in.
Cool.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. It's Mr. Logan Schmidt, the boss.
How are you, Christoph?
I'm good. I'm great. Thank you for being here in the studio with me today.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. So the reason in particular I wanted you to come in today is I feel like you have a very fascinating kind of story about being from Pocatello,
mm-hmm.
being so involved in the community, having so many family members graduate from ISU,
yeah.
and then you decided this is exactly where I should be, right?
Yeah.
This is my home.
Yeah,
so tell me a little bit about that.
So it mm-hmm. honestly kind of started... As soon as I was a little kid, it started from my grandpa down to my mother and my brother. They all are graduates of ISU, and so it was kind of just born into me to be a Bengal. And being raised here in Pocatello, I was lucky enough to go to all the Comm University events, all the athletic events, homecoming events, and the holiday ones as well. And so I got to experience everything that ISU has to offer to students. And there was no doubt in my mind. I was like, I'm going to be a Bengal someday. So I'm truly honored and blessed that I can follow my family's footsteps.
That's so great. It's so interesting to me because, you know, coming from Trinidad and Tobago
mm-hmm.
and not even knowing Idaho was even really a thing.
Yeah.
So then just moving and coming here. And I love ISU, I would say, if not just as much as you do, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you were here the whole time and... That just says something about how great this place is.
Mm-hmm.
It can attract people from Pocatello just as much as people from
all over the world.
All over the world who know nothing about ISU.
Yeah.
It has this kind of magnetic pull, right?
Yeah, we have spots for everybody.
Everybody
here.
Has a place here. It yep. really is. So did you have any experience around politics growing up? Was anybody in your family in local government?
So nobody in my family was really into politics. I'm
mm-hmm.
kind of the first one to start it up.
Nice.
I started in high school. I went to Highland here in Pocatello, and I ran for student government, and then I was the student body president my junior and senior year. And I kind of just liked being involved and being the voice for students and help plan events. And then when I became the finance officer last year, I started getting an actual real taste of politics and budgeting and finance and how everything works. And It's kind of honestly intriguing to me, and so that's what kind of led me to become the ASISU president for ISU. Another one was Jessica Sargent. She, the previous president last year, she was amazing. She set a great example for me. She's like a mentor to me, and she came to me and she just was like, don't miss out on a great opportunity to engage yourself and learn so much more about ISU and Pocatello as a whole. So
excellent. That's fantastic. So why is student government important?
Student government, it's important to everybody, not just the people that's a part of it, but it's for the faculty, the staff, the students. It's mainly for the students, but it honestly impacts everyone a part of ISU's community. Mm-hmm. And it's because we're the voice, we're the link to the higher administration, and we can defend our students. And we put on all these different events for them. And why being a part of it is, it's so, it's like, honestly, it's a movement. You can help create a change for the students. And if something's not right, you can be the advocate and be like the forefront of changing something on the campus.
Absolutely. You get to be a guardian almost, right?
Yeah.
You have to kind of protect these students and protect where their money is going.
Yep.
Right? We're stewards. We have to be good stewards.
Yes, that exactly it.
Our ASISU advisor, Lowell Richards.
Yep.
Another incredible mentor.
He's amazing.
We're so blessed to have him. He always says, like, that's our main job, right? To be good stewards.
Yep.
So
That's our main focus.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about the election experience. How was that for you and as Talon? That's our vice president.
Yeah. So Talon Sargent, he's the vice president, is with me. And so the elections, it kind of came up again, like with Jessica Sargent. She said, hey, you need to run for it. And I was, all right. And then I started thinking, who should be my VP?
And that's a very important choice.
It's a huge choice. And then I was like, man, I need a party to run with as well. And so me and Talon met up. He's got a pretty good affiliation with the campus here, with Greek Life, with all these clubs and organizations as well. And so we teamed up. And then we started thinking of, well, what do we want to do? What do we want to do for the students? And we wanted to, it was called the Pride Party, and we wanted to bring pride back to ISU, to bring a little energy and excitement for the students. And so we started reaching out to all the different colleges, and we knew some students, and some of them declined, and some appointed other people, like, hey, this person's great. They have a good background, a solid group of that diversity and everything. And so it was a fun experience for me. It was official. Talon and I ran unopposed, but most of our centers, they were a pretty stiff competition.
Pretty stiff competition, particularly like the College of Business.
Yes, yes. So the College of Business and the College of Science and Engineering, they had a lot of competition, a lot of competitors, and it was so fun to see all these
people, like, so excited.
Yeah, potential senators just hop out there and put themselves out there talking to students, making food for them, and be like, hey, come vote, come hang out with me, come listen to me and see what I can do for you.
Exactly.
It was so exciting, honestly.
I love it. It's so bottom up.
Yeah.
You know, it's really starting at the ground.
It really
so
is.
You talked about kind of the goal of the Pride Party was to try and bring pride back to ISU, right? Or grow pride.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of your goals, your administration, like, kind of related to that, or are there any other things that you want to achieve by the end of your term?
Yeah, definitely. So I'll talk about, for tailgating experience, for example, since it's game day. We really want to help focus and create an atmosphere that's welcoming for everybody, and they can get the full college experience that every student should deserve. And so this year, lucky enough that alumni have helped designate a section for the ICCU practice football field, and that's where all of the students are able to tailgate. And so we've kind of amped it up this year. We have started getting more branding for it. We've got canopies, cornhole, Jenga. We're going to play a little competitions, like watermelon eating competitions.
Nice.
And just bring a little excitement back. And then some other things we're going to focus on this year is just overall improvements of where students hang out the most. So, example, the pillars up on Red Hill.
Yeah.
We have some ideas about getting history plaques of all the things that's happened to the Red Hill, around the Red Hill, and the pillars.
So much history.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's something we're just trying to add on to our beautiful campus. And then obviously we love the support of the I that's coming back, that President Satterley is moving with. And so we're a pretty big advocate for that as well.
Very exciting. I love it. It seems like especially with our new president, Kevin Satterley, and new administration, everybody's just really trying to kind of, well, what is the foundation we have here and how can we improve it?
Yeah.
I think that's such a smart way of trying to improve the university, because instead of coming up with all these almost airy-fairy concepts of, oh, we should do this because this school does this, we're looking at it, no, what do we have? What resources do we have? We have pillars, let's make it cooler.
Yep.
You know? Mm-hmm. I love that. That's just, it's so much more practical to me to do it that way. So going on is in that line, so what do you think are some of the biggest problems facing ISU?
So some of the biggest problems from like the student aspect, getting to know what ISU has to offer you. We have so many opportunities and so many different clubs and organizations that they can join. It might honestly be overwhelming to them. So take, for example, new student orientation. We have a thousand of new students coming in, and there's just so much being thrown at them. Like, join this club, join that club. And so something that I feel like they face is it's kind of a scary thing. As an incoming freshman, you're already nervous as it is. And
you're already overwhelmed with classes.
Yeah.
You're trying to make friends.
Yeah, exactly. And so something ASISU is trying to help battle that is just getting the information out to the students. We have our senators in all the colleges once a month, twice a month in all their classes, and they're speaking with their deans and letting the students know what's going on. May it be an athletic event, may it be bingo night, or just something, just so the students know what they have to offer. And we're also partnering up kind of with the Career Center and the Counseling Center as well.
Yeah.
And they're going to come talk to the senators, and then we'll be able to expand their message to the students as well.
Definitely, absolutely. So hopefully, as our role as senators and ASS representatives should be to connect students with what resources we have.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, students are paying for them. It's their fees that are paying for the Crescent. It's their fees that are paying for the Bengal Theatre.
Yep.
They should be using it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And excited about using it because it's so cool. These are such cool resources. So we have a great opportunity coming up within ASISU called The Ambush.
Yes.
Right? Which you are kind of the lead man on.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what The Ambush is? Why is it important?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So The Ambush, it's a 5K mud run. It's more of like a team building obstacle course for the community and students.
It's a long standing tradition.
Yes. It's a very long standing tradition. And I'm so like happy that I got to be a part of putting it on for everybody. And it's on September 15th at 10 a.m. Anybody who's interested, you guys can register at active.com or come into ISU down into the Involvement Center if you're a student, and we can work out everything. It's $25 for the community and $15, or I should say $25 per person for the community, and then $15 for clubs. So it's, and all the money, it goes to ASISU. We've done different things with it. For example, the Bengal Eyes up on Rendezvous.
Yeah.
We help pay for that and establish it. And so that's one way we use the money. And then also we give back to scholarships to students as
Fantastic.
Well.
Fantastic.
So yeah, it's an awesome event. Please come and check it out. It's coming up here in 2 weeks. If you're free on a Saturday, come slosh through the mud pits with us.
Yeah, and I saw a report that the weather looks fantastic
yes.
for that day.
Yeah.
Right, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Because in Pocatello, you never know how it's going to go.
It's bipolar here in Pocatello.
Yeah. But hopefully we'll get some good sun.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. So how has Idaho State impacted your life?
That's a great question.
Yeah?
Idaho State. So like I said, I was born in Bengal. And honestly, the day I stepped on campus, my freshman year, I was in love. It was such a experience to me. There's so many opportunities and so many challenges that made me a better person, and how it's truly impacted me, it's welcomed me to so many different friends and connections along like throughout the whole world, not just Pocatello. Like, I mean, there's so much diversity here and different backgrounds and heritages. I've learned so much and became just truly, truly blessed that I stepped foot on campus here, and all of, like, I'm an accounting major, and the accounting department here, they're all, I look to them as like family. They take care of me.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, and so I honestly don't think if I would have went to any other college, I would have had such an awesome and welcoming experience as that.
Absolutely, I agree, you know. I don't think I've ever once fantasized about going to another school since I've been here.
Yeah.
Ever, like, it just felt so right.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost the perfect size of a school, I feel like. You know, people might say it's too small, there's not enough going on.
Yeah.
I think that's actually a gift, anything, because it almost forces us to form deeper connections with each other, you know? And then it's such a small town too. You can't just be rude to a person and then you never see them again. You're gonna see them at Winko.
Yeah.
You're gonna see them at an event.
Yeah.
So you almost like have to treat people how you treat yourself.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm glad you think that. Yeah. Yeah. I think you definitely live that truth.
Well, absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Yeah, you two have a wonderful charisma and a wonderful way of making people feel welcome.
Well, thank
and,
you, Christoph.
I think you're gonna go on to do amazing things as president.
Thanks.
I'm very excited to see what this next year brings to you in the future. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to throw in about ASISU or any advice you want to give to young people?
Of course.
Listening?
Yes. Anybody out there listening, if you guys want to become a part of ASISU or associate students of Idaho State, just shoot for it. Go for the stars. Don't be too scared or nervous that you fail, because I truly feel like when you do fail, that's when you learn and that's when
Absolutely.
You grow.
We learn more from our failures than our successes.
Yes, exactly. And that's what it means to be a student. And so getting involved, it helps you build personal skills, mm-hmm. Communication skills that you'll need someday in your workforce. And
absolutely.
I would love to, if anybody has any questions, please stop by the ASISU office. Come hang out with me. I can show you what we kind of do. Maybe even give you some tips for running for senators or running for a finance position. And maybe even president. If you guys run for president, I would love it. That's something we really want to focus on this year is our elections and getting more people to run and create a good challenge.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So for all those listening who are interested, come find us.
Yes.
Let's figure this out.
Let's do it.
I promise it's not as overwhelming as it seems at first.
Yep.
Great. Awesome, Logan. Thank you so much for coming by and chatting with me.
Cool. Thank you, Christoph. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Looking forward to having you on again soon.
Yeah. I love it.
This is Christoph Kisun, and you're listening to ASISU Speaks.